The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Billions of religious people around the world pray, but do they get answers to their prayers? Do you get answers to your prayers? Are prayers just our imagination? Is there a real God who answers prayers? Are there practical keys and strategies for answered prayer? My friends, you can have your prayers answered if you follow the biblical keys and strategies. It tells us in Ephesians 3:15 that God is the Father from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Jesus taught us to begin our prayers by addressing our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven loves you, and He will listen to your prayers and act upon them if you follow the instructions in your Bible. Today on Tomorrow's World, we'll share with you 5 key strategies for answered prayer. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." That's in Luke 11, verse 1. Jesus then gave them the model prayer or the outline prayer. Perhaps you have memorized it and repeat it often, but do you pray with meaning? Some of the best examples of prayer in your Bible are in the book of Psalms. Ancient King David composed many of the Psalms, and many of them are a plea or a prayer to God in his time of trouble. God answered the prayers of ancient King David. We find in Acts 13, verse 22, that David was a man after God's own heart. What keys for answered prayer did David, as a shepherd boy and later as a king, apply in his relationship with God? What are the practical keys and strategies for answered prayer? We'll answer those questions on today's program. And we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet titled 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. My friends, you can learn to pray in a way that will bring results from your Father in heaven. In spite of the daily stresses we all face, you can have peace of mind through daily prayer. The Bible gives us key principles for effective prayer. Our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, will give you the biblical principles for effective prayer. This inspiring free booklet will help you and your family in your study of the Bible and your relationship with your Father in heaven and with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be sure to write down the phone number or address to request your free copy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Our first key strategy for answered prayer is seek God's will and not your own. If you have your Bible, turn to Acts 13. We mentioned that King David was called a man after God's own heart. That is a very high honor. The Apostle Paul is describing the history of Israel. Acts 13, verse 22. "And when he, God, had removed him, that is, King Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart.'" Listen. "Who will do all my will. From this man's seed, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus." What was the key characteristic that God saw in David? David was wholehearted in doing God's will. So the first strategy for answered prayer is to seek God's will. Remember the outline prayer we all pray every day, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's in Matthew 6, verse 10. How is God's will done in heaven? God controls the universe with love and harmony. God is love, as it tells us in 1 John 4, verse 8 and verse 16. Human beings are selfish. They want their own way. Carnal nature resists God's way of love, as expressed in the Ten Commandments. What is the default nature of human beings? Turn in your Bible to Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 7. because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The NIV translates it, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. My friends, we all make many choices every day. Sometimes our human nature gets in the way of doing what we know is right. So we have to pray for God's strength to do His will. Of course, when it comes to making important decisions, we need to get all the facts, get wise counsel, and pray about it. Perhaps you've decided on a career or a professional training program. Which should you choose? Perhaps you are involved in a romantic relationship, but there are some questions that make you hesitate in considering marriage with this individual. Perhaps you are being persuaded by friends to do illegal drugs or illicit sex or other sinful practices. Perhaps you need to decide on buying a home or a condo. Ask God that His will be done. Why? Because He knows what is best for you. One of the seven laws of success is to seek God's guidance continually. If you're reading your Bible for guidance, God will give you the help you need. One of the most encouraging scriptures that helps me in my daily life is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. My friends, when you seek God's will and not your own, God will give you great peace of mind and joy. King David expressed his joy for doing God's will. Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Yes, it was a delight for David to seek God's will. In fact, that is key number 6 in our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Here is what Roderick Meredith writes on page 10. Quote, another key to successful prayer is to be absolutely sure that, as far as possible, you align your will and your requests with God's will. As you zealously study the Bible and yield to let Christ live within you, His will increasingly replaces your own. It affects how you pray. You come to realize that God has made all men and women in His image, that He will call all mankind to understanding and repentance in His time. With this in mind, you will not be praying just for your own good, but for the good of others as well. Then you can sincerely say to God, as Jesus did, not my will, but yours be done. That's Luke 22, verse 42. My friends, seeking God's will is one of the most important keys to answered prayer. There are many more strategies that will help you get answered prayers. We'll discuss more keys in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Roderick Meredith asks, quote, why does God not answer most people's prayers? Do you know how to pray in a way that will get results? These 12 keys will help you draw closer to God, and you can look forward to more of your prayers being answered. These 12 keys will help you to pray more effectively. Share these keys with your children, with your parents, and with your family and friends. This inspiring free booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Just ask for the booklet on prayer. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call toll-free 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We've discussed one very important strategy for answered prayer: seek God's will. When we knowingly experience doing God's will, we can be very satisfied, content, and even joyous on occasion. As we read earlier, King David stated in Psalm 40, verse 8, "I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart." Another major strategy for answered prayer is study your Bible daily. The Bible reveals the mind of God and the way of God. The more you're in harmony with God's way of life, the more you will be in harmony with God's will. The Bible gives numerous examples of God's intervention for nations and individuals. When you read about the lives of Christ, the apostles, the heroes and heroines of the Bible, your faith will grow. Romans 10, verse 17. "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." God will increase your faith if you're reading your Bible. Yes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Think of the times when God rescued the prophet Daniel from the lion's den. God delivered the three Hebrew men from the fiery furnace. God rescued the whole nation of Israel from bondage in Egypt and brought them through the Red Sea. An angel led the apostle Peter from a Jerusalem prison. That's in Acts 12, verses 5 through 11. In Philippi, God delivered Paul and Silas from an inner prison. Acts 16, verses 24 through 40. Jesus himself healed thousands of people of all kinds of diseases. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. That's Matthew 15, verses 30 through 31. Many were also miraculously healed when the shadow of the apostle Peter passed over them. That's Acts 5, verses 14 through 16. Yes, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My friends, many of you have experienced answered prayer, and perhaps some of you have even experienced miraculous healing based on the promises of your Bible. You need to read your Bible daily. You need spiritual food every day of your life. In our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, Dr. Meredith emphasizes this key to answered prayer: study the Bible. Quote, "To know God, to understand His will, and to believe in His promises, you need to regularly study His inspired Word in an orderly way, just as you might study a science textbook or a volume on history. A good place to start is the book of Matthew, the first book in the New Testament. Read this through slowly and carefully, noting what Jesus actually said, paying particular attention to the many examples of answered prayer. My friends, apply this strategy for answered prayer. Study your Bible daily. Another major key to answered prayer is claim God's promises. We'll discuss that extremely important strategy in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to encourage you to request our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. My friends, you can learn to pray in a way that will bring results from your Father in heaven, in spite of the daily stresses we all face. Some of us lack the faith to pray. This booklet will give you the encouragement and keys to answered prayer. You can have peace of mind through daily prayer. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
We've briefly discussed two strategies for answered prayer: seek God's will and study your Bible daily. A third and extremely important strategy is claim God's promises. Some scholars have estimated that there are more than 3,000 promises in the Bible. The words promise, promises, and promised occur more than 120 times in the New King James Version of the New Testament. One of the most inspiring references concerning God's promises is in 2 Peter, the first chapter. Turn in your Bible to 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. My friends, read that carefully again. God has given you and me exceedingly great and precious promises, and He promises to supply all our needs. Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." My friends, I've claimed that promise of Philippians 4, 19 many times, and God has answered wonderfully. You can claim God's promises as well. There are so many promises in the Bible, but let me share a few of them with you. We presented them on previous programs, but these are supremely encouraging. God has promised to answer our prayers, Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. He has promised to fulfill all our needs, Philippians 4, verse 19. He has promised to guide our lives, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. He has promised us long life if we honor our father and mother, Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. He has promised to give us the desires of our heart if we delight in Him, Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. He has promised us peace of mind, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. He has promised us the ability to endure trials, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. He has promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, verse 38, and Luke 11, verse 13. He has promised us the gift of His love, Romans 5, verse 5. And He has promised us eternal life, 1 John 2, verse 25. My friends, study these promises in your Bible. Remind God that He has given you these promises. Ask God in faith to fulfill these promises in your life, and you'll begin to have a greater peace of mind. Seek God's will in your life, and you'll be fulfilling one of the keys to answered prayer. There are many, many more promises in the Bible for you and your family and for all human beings on earth. You may want to make your own list. A third key to answered prayer is claim God's promises. A fourth strategy for answered prayer is to follow Christ's instructions. We've already seen Christ's outline for the model prayer, but He also gave us important topics to pray about. He has given His church the responsibility to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to all nations. God is calling people from all nations to respond to that message. Jesus had compassion on the people of His day. Even now, He still has compassion on those who respond to the gospel. Notice this instruction in Matthew, the 9th chapter, Matthew 9, verse 35. "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest.'" My friends, God wants you to pray for others. Jesus told His disciples to pray for more laborers to work in His spiritual harvest. Even today, there's a large spiritual harvest. God wants more laborers, more members in the body of Christ, the Church of God, to serve new people whom He is calling all over this world. Are you praying for more laborers to serve in the spiritual harvest? One important key to answered prayer is to follow Christ's instructions. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 24. What else does Jesus Christ instruct us to pray for? Bible prophecy predicts the great tribulation to come. One of the key signs will be the abomination of desolation, as Jesus points out in Matthew 24, verse 15. In verse 20, He tells us to pray about our escape from the great tribulation, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Historically, true Christians fled Jerusalem before its destruction in 70 AD. Now in the end time, Jesus warns us about this unique time in all history called the Great Tribulation. He promises his faithful servants protection in Luke 21, verse 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Those who are watching world news and prophetic events will know when it is time to flee to a place of protection. But Jesus tells us to prepare. How? By praying that our flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. Those who have experienced severe winter storms know just how difficult it is to travel. And Christ, who is Lord of the Sabbath, as it tells us in Mark 2:28, instructs us to pray that our flight not be on the Sabbath. Yes, Christ expects his servants to observe the seventh-day Sabbath. Be sure to pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath day. The fourth strategy for answered prayer is follow Christ's instructions. We'll discuss one more key to answered prayer in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. These 12 keys will help you to pray more effectively. Share these keys with your children, with your parents, and with your family and friends. This inspiring free booklet will also help you in your study of the Bible and help you to have a closer relationship with your Father in heaven and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. These practical principles can make a dramatic difference in your life and in the life of your family and friends. Let me share with you some of these 12 keys. Key number 4, forgive others. Key number 5, God often hears the unconverted. Key number 6, seek God's will. This free booklet covers more vital information than we have time for on this program. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. Just ask for the booklet on answered prayer.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call toll-free 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Our Father in heaven expects all of us to pray to Him. Jesus gave us certain keys and strategies for answered prayer. We've discussed 4 such strategies. Number 1, seek God's will. Number 2, study your Bible daily. Number 3, claim God's promises. And number 4, follow Christ's instructions. Number 5 is pray for others. Human beings are very selfish and carnal. We know of many who have the gimme or get attitude in their prayers, rather than the give attitude. The Apostle Paul quoted Jesus with one of the most important principles for Christians in Acts 20, verse 35. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I remember as a little boy, my parents taught me to pray for others, particularly our family. And I remember as a teenager praying for an aunt afflicted with cancer. Do you pray mainly for yourself or do you pray for others? The Apostle James exhorts us in James 5, verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Notice that as we pray for others, God expects us to pray fervently to put our hearts into our prayers. Jesus even tells us to pray for our enemies in Matthew 5, verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. In this end time, we see worsening leadership in various national governments. But at the same time, God expects us to pray for our leaders. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, a fifth strategy for answered prayer is pray for others. Effective prayer can change your life. Our Father in heaven wants to hear from you in prayer. Jesus made this clear in Matthew 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. My friends, our Father in heaven loves you. He has given you authority through the name of Jesus Christ to make your requests known to him. As a loving Father, God promises to give good things to those who ask him. Continue to pray for the true gospel to be preached in all the world. Apply these strategies of prayer and draw closer to your Savior and your Father in heaven. There are more effective keys to answered prayer than we have time for on this program. Be sure to request your inspiring free booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. And be sure to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. We invite you to join our colleagues, Wallace Smith and Rod King, who will also share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the prophecies of tomorrow's world. Be sure to join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.